Defender of the Damned. The Water Grill was a nice place for a downtown lunch. Good food and atmosphere, good separation between tables for private conversation, and a wine list hard to top in all of downtown. It was the kind of place where you kept your suit jacket on, and the waiter put a black napkin across your lap so you needn't be bothered with doing it yourself. The prosecution team ordered martinis at the county taxpayer's expense, and I stuck with the free water the restaurant was pouring. It took Williams 2 gulps of gin and 1 olive before he got to the reason we were hiding in plain sight. "Mickey, I have a proposition for you." I nodded. Riddle had already said as much when he had called that morning to set up the lunch. I had agreed to the meet and then had gone to work on the phone myself, trying to gather any inside information I could on what the proposition would be. Not even my first ex-wife, who worked in the district attorney's employ, knew what was up. "I'm all ears," I said. "It's not every day that the DA himself wants to give you a proposition. I know it can't be in regard to any of my clients. They wouldn't merit much attention from the guy at the top. And at the moment, I'm only carrying a few cases anyway. Times are slow." "Well, you're right," Williams said. "This is not about any of your clients. I have a case I would like you to take on." I nodded again. I understood now. They all hate the defense attorney until they need the defense attorney. I didn't know if Williams had any children, but he would have known through due diligence that I didn't do juvie work, so I was guessing it had to be his wife. Probably a shoplifting grab or a DUI he was trying to keep under wraps. "Who got popped?" I asked. Williams looked at Riddle, and they shared a smile. "No, nothing like that," Williams said. "My proposition is this. I would like to hire you, Mickey. I want you to come work at the DA's office." Of all the ideas that have been rattling around in my head since I had taken Riddle's call, being hired as a prosecutor wasn't one of them. I'd been a card-carrying member of the criminal defense bar for more than 20 years. During that time, I'd grown a suspicion and distrust of prosecutors and police that might not have equaled that of the gangbangers down in Nickerson Gardens, but was at least at a level that would seem to exclude me from ever joining their ranks. Plain and simple, they wouldn't want me, and I wouldn't want them. Except for that ex-wife I mentioned and a half-brother who was an LAPD detective, I wouldn't turn my back on any of them, especially Williams. He was a politician first and a prosecutor second. That made him even more dangerous. Though briefly a prosecutor early in his legal career, he spent 2 decades as a civil rights attorney before running for the DA post as an outsider and riding into office on a tide of anti-police and prosecutor sentiment. I was employing full caution at the fancy lunch from the moment the napkin went across my lap. "Work for you?" I asked. "Doing what exactly?" "As a special prosecutor. A one-time deal. I want you to handle the Jason Jessup case." I looked at him for a long moment. First, I thought I would laugh out loud. This was some sort of cleverly orchestrated joke. But then I understood that couldn't be the case. They don't take you out to the Water Grill just to make a joke. "You want me to prosecute Jessup? From what I hear, there's nothing to prosecute. That case is a duck without wings. The only thing left to do is shoot it and eat it." Williams shook his head in a manner that seemed intended to convince himself of something, not me. "Next Tuesday is the anniversary of the murder," he said. "I'm going to announce that we intend to retry Jessup, and I would like you standing next to me at the press conference." I leaned back in my seat and looked at them. I've spent a good part of my adult life looking across courtrooms and trying to read juries, judges, witnesses, and prosecutors. I think I've gotten pretty good at it. But at that table, I couldn't read Williams or his sidekick sitting 3 feet away from me. Jason Jessup was a convicted child killer who had spent nearly 24 years in prison until a month earlier when the California Supreme Court reversed his conviction and sent the case back to Los Angeles County for either retrial or a dismissal of the charges. The reversal came after a 2-decade-long legal battle staged primarily from Jessup's cell and with his own pen. Authoring appeals, motions, complaints, and whatever legal challenges he could research, the self-styled lawyer made no headway with state and federal courts, but did finally win the attention of the U.S. Supreme Court.